Hi guys, and welcome back to another video. This one, as you can probably tell, is a little bit different because this is my coming out story. Yeah, I don't know what it is about us gay YouTubers, but we must tell people our gay story for some reason, and I am not the exception. But I am making it nonetheless because hopefully it helps someone somewhere. Now, believe it or not, I do like to help people. As you can see from my other videos, if you've seen them, I do like to try and help people solve problems. And I think coming out to people is probably one of the hardest things you could possibly do, but it's worth doing. And if I can help one person do it and give them the strength to do it, then I'm happy. Anyway, enough about me. Let me take you back to 13-year-old me who came out to his friends and his family. Now, the first people that I told I was gay was my friends, and that was probably because it was easier to talk to them than it was my family at the time. Besides, if they don't like it, you can get new friends, right? And kids being kids, it's the easiest thing to accept because at a young age, it's easier to accept those things. It's not a big deal. And I still speak to a lot of them today. We're still just as close now as we was then. But as I said, the hardest people to tell are your family. And a little bit about my parents. They're from East London. They're very cockney. They're a bit, we're going to go and watch the football. That's my type of parent. So I sat my parents down and in my head, I had it all planned out. I geared myself up beforehand. And when it actually came to it, I froze almost and almost didn't say I was gay. And I did get the courage enough to say it, and they said they already knew. Now, I pictured the worst case scenario. I thought there was going to be screaming and shouting and everything possible. I thought it was going to go terribly. And that was everything in my head going out the window. I had rehearsed this and planned every single possible answer and question and outcome I could possibly think of. And I expected the worst. But never did I expect the very probably best that I could possibly expect from my family. How they knew is beyond me. Maybe it's because I didn't like football. By them saying they already knew, or they thought they already knew, threw me off guard. And because I'd planned the worst response possible, they did completely throw me off track to the point I just got up and went, okay, then that's it. That's all I wanted to say. And pretty much bolted for the door. And afterwards, I remember sitting there thinking, what just happened? I've come out and they didn't respond in it pretty much any way. That was it. They just went, yeah, we know. We thought we knew. So afterwards, I left and went to a friend's house and told them that I'd come out and that I was avoiding my parents for the rest of the day. And in my head, I'm thinking, like, when I go home, there's going to be, like, loads more questions, which I'd geared up for anyway. But because they've thrown me off of track, I just needed to get out and sort of compose myself and go back into the situation after evaluating what happened. And I got home after being to my friend's house, and everything was just back to normal. There was no wanting to ask me any questions. It was, what did you do while you was out? Basic stuff. It was as if nothing had happened. And I was still expecting it all day long. Even though once I got home, I was expecting more to come from it, even though they just didn't seem to care. And I remember going to bed that night thinking, oh, I don't know what's, you know, some, like tomorrow they're going to be, they're just letting me digest it and they're processing it still. And I just genuinely in my head, I couldn't sleep that night. And I remember waking up in the morning thinking more things are going to get asked, someone's going to say something, and it didn't happen. I spoke to my brother and sister and sat them down and came out to them. They already knew because my parents had already told them. So that made it easier in that sense. So it's not always as bad as people seem to think it is or imagine it is. It's always worse in your head than what it is in real life. If you are a person who's looking to come out, then chances are the people you're looking to tell already know. Fundamentally, what I'd like to see in the future is kids not having to watch videos like this, and parents probably not watching videos like this, that have to let their kids come out to them. Just let your kids be your kids, and it doesn't matter whether they come out or not, and they're gay or straight. That's it for this video. If you did find it useful, please do give it a like and a share. And if you want something else covered in another topic, then leave a message. You can also drop me a message on my blog or on my social media, and all those links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.